Ladies and gentlemen, this is Star FM's Tanya and Dane podcast.
Hey, pretty excited. This weekend, you and I are off to the Hilston races because you and I will be judging fashions on the field.
Correct.
You'll be wearing your little sash that I'll be getting you as well. It's going to be awesome. But the thing is, though, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know anything about fashion, do you?
No.
Well, that's okay. Honesty's the best policy.
You reckon?
Do you know why?
Tanya, you know that's the truth.
Henry Roth joins us on the phone, the fashion international superstar slash guru.
Of all things fashion.
It's definitely my parents' living room, the international superstar, probably the rest of the world, just the guy that talks with glasses a little bit about fashion from time to time. How can I help you guys?
Well, we need to know, what are the current fashion trends at the moment? What's happening in the world of fashion?
As far as fashion is concerned, what I am finding, what I find really interesting, I was just recently at the red carpet, at the Oscars, it sizzled, it was sogging wet, and what they didn't want to tell you was just how prevailing those clouds were. I'm telling you, the amount of changes that took place for that little event was unbelievable. But, you know, the multi-million dollar litmus test on what's going on, and here's the good news, which Australians have always had for years before, and that is, I want to dress for myself, quote-unquote, Amy Adams. So what was happening was, yes, we were having, you know, things going from Charlize Theron to very stark and black, all the way through to really, really, really ornate gold and big paillettes and sequences on it, and that was Cate Blanchett and everything in the middle. So the number one rule is, fashion is about how you feel, what you make of it, and it's really become broad, and that's the good news.
So maybe when we're judging fashions in the field, we should be looking for what suits their body type and how comfortable and confident they feel.
Tanya, you have gone to the top of the class.
Oh,
yes.
I want a gold star too.
Well, we haven't finished with what your thoughts are, Dane, but I think the thing is, it's not just wearing fashion so that they become a fashion horse, so to speak. God, that was not a bad one. But literally, are they making it work? Are they looking comfortable? Is it plausible? And is it a little bit individual? Is it different?
See, that's the thing, though. Henry, I'm always going to go for different. When I go to a black tie event, I'm in a bow tie and sequins and, you know, some ridiculous headpiece. But people often look at me and go, "Ooh, it's too eccentric, so maybe I'm not quite nailing it." So, I don't know, maybe I'm not going to be a good fashion judge.
You know what, Dane and Tanya, here is the bottom line. When you go out in the morning, do you try and get like 20 people to judge how you look before you go out the door? Dane, do you?
No, I don't, Henry, no.
And you, Tanya?
No.
Do you honestly, genuinely care what other people think?
Not really.
And you, Dane? No, I don't really care at all.
There's the bottom line. You see, when you become confident within yourself, it doesn't matter if you want to be eccentric. It doesn't matter what you're, you know, want to do. I only have three rules. And that is, it can't be too tight, too low, or too high. That's the bottom line.
Dane, write that down.
Can't be.
No, the truth of the matter is, I think that we've come to the point in the maturation of this globe that seems to be molten lava at the moment, that at the end of the day, you've got to dress for yourself. You've got to dress in the way that portrays you individually. And I actually am an advocate for people being individual because we don't want to walk out looking like a box of cereal every day, do we?
This is exactly right.
Hey, Henry, we're just going to go to a song. Can you stick around and we'll come back right after this?
Sticking like glue.
Tanya and Dane.
Henry Roth joins us from henryrothoutlet.com.au. He's the designer and director of that fantastic website. Now, Tanya, Henry's joining us because we're doing Hilston races this weekend, fashion on the field. Now, what I haven't told you yet is that, you know, you sent me a photo of what we wore to the races the other day? I actually sent that to Henry Roth.
You did not.
Did so. Henry, you got those photos, don't you?
Got it. What are you so embarrassed about, Tanya? What's wrong with your girlfriend? You're doing fine. And I love that headpiece. Look, you had that beautiful floral headpiece, which had some kind of, like, crownet in the centre.
Yeah.
You had the sleeveless black shits, which look fantastic in your black shoes. And I think you look great.
There you go.
And my friend, Mr. Dane, I have Googled you.
Yes.
You like bow ties, you like chinos, don't you?
Yeah, I don't mind wearing those. Now,
gotcha.
Yes. So is that all right to wear to the race, do you think, or is that a bit too casual?
Look, I think, but, you know, I've seen you in a red, I've seen, obviously, you've had, like, a red bow tie, a blue shirt, and, like, and the chinos. That's cool. Mm. Do you have, like, a navy jacket?
I don't own any jackets yet.
Ooh.
Go to a rental store, go somewhere, or go onto ozsales.com.au, which is, by the way, my most latest find. They are unbelievable.
What is it again?
Pick up a little item and put me to the test, because they're amazing.
Okay.
Go for a blue blazer, go for a white shirt, go for any colour bow tie that you want. You can then keep the chinos and do a pair of black shoes. And my friend, you are going to look amazing. And my thought is, maybe Tanya can pick up one of the colours that, you know, the colour that you're using for your bow tie, and has that colour put through one of her sensational headpieces that she loves to wear.
Boom. That's happened. That's great. God, you're good. So,
Look, I try. I do try, but you guys are getting me excited. But I think the thing is that, you know, there's only been a few times where people have been marched off, you know, like Jane Shrimpton, when she wore that white shift. And recently in 2013, that poor young lady, I think her name was Georgia Leckie, who wore a turquoise pantsuit, marched off the Mooney Ponds Valley, you know, race course or whatever it was there. And I think that's a little excessive, but I think the thing as well is Australians are renegades. Mm. We come from a society that was all about class, and it was all about this is what you have to wear. And you just don't tell an Australian what you have to do about anything, really.
No,
am I right?
It. We hate being told what to do.
Hate it. And so I think the thing is, there can't be any wrong or right. We have to do how we feel. That's what's Australian. That's what the spirit is. But the one thing I encourage all of you, and that's in your daily lives or whether you're judging, you know, whatever the race course is that you're judging or whatever you're doing, be yourself.
Mm.
That is amazing.
I know I am. Yeah. I know I try.
I love that.
Henry,
I think uncensored. I tell you something, you know, I'm a very dear friend with Jackie Gillies from Housewives of Melbourne, from my BFF.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a total inspiration. And the bottom line with her is she really is the new Australian. She just says it unfiltered, nicely. But as you see it, as you say it, that's the way it goes. And that's the way you should dress.
Excellent. Well, I just got one more question before Henry Roth goes. Because he is.
Hope it's a good one.
No, you're just such an orb of like knowledge. And you know what? Everyone out here in the Riverina, particularly, you know, in the Griffith region, are so fashion forward.
Yes, that's true. I've heard they really are, aren't they?
It's unbelievable. Like the hair, the nails, you name it, they've got it. They are
full
hot,
on, aren't they?
Hot stuff. Like it's on another level.
It's true.
Headpieces. Judging for the races, should a girl have a headpiece or a fascinator? Is that a tick
Look,
or a
here's the thing. I think how many days of the year do you go running around with a hat or a fascinator? Mm-hmm. So that's why I think it's part of the fun. I think some of the things are taking those rules and throwing them out the window, and others are like, you know what? We don't have to take it that seriously. We're not the Queen of England, but my goodness me, fascinators or a hat or a headpiece, it does make the difference. And if you're in for trying to win the race as far as the fashion is concerned, you want to really put it out there. And if you're going to do it large. But if that's going to be the signature piece, then the rest of the outfit can be clean and cut simple. Only one signature piece should really stand out. That is the new fashion rule. And the rest should be pared right down.
Excellent. Henry Roth,
Brilliant.
Thank you so much. Designer and director of henryrothoutlet.com.au. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Loving it. Take care. Have a good morning.
Tanya and Dane.